Enough for the witness already tonight, and I sure did need everything that's been done. Turn your Bibles to Hebrews chapter 11. Be opening up right there, Hebrews chapter number 11.
Oh, yeah.
Be skipping around through several verses down through there, and I'm going to read several. But, man, I thank God. I just thank God for everything that's been said and done here tonight. Man, all the singing, and, man, I appreciate that young man singing that song, Standing on the Promises. And I'm going to try to preach tonight the security and the joy of standing on the promises. What about that? I was about to come out of my seat over there, and he started singing, Standing on the Promises. Hallelujah. Amen. All right. Let's look right here in Hebrews chapter 11 right here. And very important in the life we live in, and just surrounded by so many things in the Lord. But God wants us to be believers. And we'll see this right here in Hebrews chapter 11, and I'm going to pay close attention. We're going to skip plumb to the end of the chapter, but to several verses. So here we go, verse number 1. Notice the Bible says, Now faith is the substance of things hoped for. It is the evidence of things not seen. For by it the elders obtained a good report. Through faith we understand that the worlds were framed by the word of God, so that the things which are seen were not made of things which do appear. By faith, Abel offered unto God a more excellent sacrifice than Cain, by which he obtained witnesses that he was righteous, God testifying of his gifts, and by it he being dead yet speaketh. That ought to be real familiar from about Sunday morning. Amen. And so let's jump from right there and jump over in verse number 9. And we'll be kind of odd numbers a little bit down through here. By faith he sojourned in the land of promise, as in a strange country, dwelling in tabernacles with Isaac and Jacob, heirs with him of the same promise. Verse 11, through faith also Sarah herself received strength to conceive seed and was delivered of a child when she was past age, because she judged him. Listen to this now. Faithful who had promised. Look in verse number 13. These all died in faith, not having received the promises, but having seen them afar off, and were persuaded of them, and embraced them, and confessed that they were strangers and pilgrims on the earth. Amen. Jump down all the way now to verse 17. And it says, by faith, Abraham, when he was tried, offered up Isaac when he had received the promises, offered up his only begotten son. Jump with me now all the way to verse 33. Who through faith subdued kingdoms, wrought righteousness, obtained promises, stopped the mouths of lions. And for time's sake, we're going to jump down to verse 39. And well, I tell you what, let's just grab all of this. Let's back up here and, let me just read all the way down from here on. All right, that was so good. Verse 34, quench the violence of fire, escape the edge of the sword. Out of weakness we're made strong, wax valiant in fight, turn to flight the armies of the aliens. Women received their dead, raised to life again, and others were tortured, not accepting deliverance, that they might obtain a better resurrection. And others had trial of cruel mockings and scourgings, yea, moreover, of bonds and imprisonments. Listen, verse 37. They were stoned. They were sawn asunder, were tempted, were slain with a sword. They wandered about in sheepskins and goats, being destitute, afflicted, tormented, of whom the world was not worthy. They wandered in deserts, and in mountains, and in dens of caves of the earth. And all these, verse 39, pay attention, of good report through faith, received not the promise. God having provided some better things for us, amen, that they without us should not be made perfect. Let's pray right there. Oh God in heaven, thank you God already for tonight. God's been a good night just to worship you in spirit and in truth. God, we need your touch. God, we need your help, God, tonight. God, we've already had your touch, but God, I can't do nothing without you. Father, I'm very familiar with the scripture, God, that you told us in John 15, verse number 5, that without me ye can do nothing, you said. Father, I don't want to do one thing without you. And I thank God for everything you put on my heart. And you give me just the wisdom and to give you honor and glory tonight, Father. I want you to be lifted up. Thank you for speaking to my heart and moving on everybody's heart here. And thanks for the obedience. Help us tonight. Save that one nearest hell. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. All right. Looking back at these verses right here in Hebrews chapter number 11. And we scattered all around through there. But man, faith is a very important thing. And Brother Kevin said some loud stuff there Sunday. And then actually Sunday night when Brother Scotty's preaching, man, he had a great message. Oh, and if you want here, man, get a hold of that one. That's a good message, man. And but Brother Kevin, they were up singing and got to talking about Word of God. And he talked about people trusting God. And folks, we're talking about standing on the promises.
Yeah.
And Lord, Brother Kevin made a huge statement, as loud as thunder to me. And he was talking about, he was saying for people there, he said, now for those that are not, you know, willing to come under subjection to the Word of God. Boy, I'm telling you what, that's loud right there. You see, folks, a lot of people in this name it and claim it, and I guess a Benny Hinn world, whatever you want to call it, and I don't have to do this, and I don't have to do all that. Folks, I don't know nothing about that kind of Jesus, amen? I'm telling you what, folks, listen, Jesus called us to, he said, to purify yourselves, amen? He said, come ye out from among them. So, folks, there's great work to do, not to get saved, but because you are saved. I mean, man, if you're born again, you ought to be fired up to charge to the front line because of all the promises, amen? Folks, listen, we don't deserve no promises, but you see, it was those promises that made them people face all those things that they were facing, amen? And so, folks, if I can, just for a little bit, I first of all want to look at there's great power in these promises. And I guess Brother Kevin mentioned there, and he was in this chapter right here Sunday morning, and he really spoke right there talking about the silence and the sound of silence. Great message. Get a hold of that one. A lot of truth right there in that, and very valuable to your soul. And folks, listen, he's talking about the death of Abel and how he yet speaketh. Boy, I'm telling you what, folks, and death couldn't silence it, couldn't slow nothing down. But folks, what I want to say here tonight is death couldn't stop the very promises of God. You see, folks, they face a lot of things we think of. We think, boy, death and everything stops. No, folks, I'm telling you what, death's going to usher in some of the biggest blessings you ever seen in your life, amen? That's going to be the last fire you ever face, amen? And boy, if you'll have faith and you'll keep your eyes on Jesus, and if you'll make sure you got faith in the Lord Jesus, man, you're going to come through death with shining colors, amen? I mean, can you imagine waking up on the other side? And folks, that's what this Bible talked about right here. I mean, we've got it wrong. Some people serve God only for this world and this life only. But they tried all these things, and I've heard people talk about, well, I'm doing this for God, and they seem to be so miserable. But folks, that's their mindset and their heart set, Brother Wayne. They're in this thing trying to obtain things of this world, and the Bible's real plain on that. He said, if you have faith in Christ only in this world, you're of all men most miserable. Man, you're just making yourself miserable. Well, folks, listen, I'm not looking for a soft pillow down here, and I'm not looking for a check in the mail or any of that good stuff. And you know what I'm saying? Folks, I'm looking to give glory to the one that saved a wretch like me and walks with me and talks with me. And man, all the stories we've had here tonight. Sister, talking about your daughter, man, in a car wreck. You couldn't be there. But that's all right. You've got a promise, amen? I mean, Jesus said, I will go with you all the way, amen? Boy, I tell you what, you start looking around, seeing the fingerprints of God on your life, on your objects, man, it gets real peaceful, amen? Just standing on the promises of God. And so, folks, listen, death, first thing of all, in these promises, you're going to see Abel right here. He's mentioned he died. Man, he is killed by his brother Cain. But boy, so does it mention all these others down here in chapter 11. Did you notice them through here? We picked up there, verse 36, and others had trial of cruel mockings, scourgings, yea, moreover, in bonds and imprisonments. They were stoned, they were sawn asunder. Folks, sawn asunder. Boy, it brings me. Every time I read that, I think about Isaiah. And man, he was, they say they sawed him in two alive. And man, I'm telling you what, he's a great man of God. I'm just learning. I mean, I've been in this thing almost 30 years, and I'm just learning that's par for the course. I'm just learning, man, truth will mess people up. Amen. But I'm telling you what, folks, it was the same for all of them. I don't expect no different for myself. Amen. I'm looking for the other side. Amen. The Bible said in the book of Romans, he said, hey, as I reckon that the sufferings of this present time, the Apostle Paul said, he said, they ain't even worthy to be compared to the glory which shall be revealed in us. Boy, there's great glory coming. Not now, over there. Amen. Amen. Boy, when you get your mind wrapped around that, boy, you just want to strap on the uniform and just go to battle. Amen. Folks, listen, it's a fight. That's why the Apostle Paul said, fight the good fight of faith. Amen. I mean, folks, it's a fight. And the thing about it is, you're going to have to figure out who the enemy is. It's not each other. It's never nobody down here. It's the devil. Folks, we have one common enemy. And man, we got to fight him tooth and nail on every level. But the thing about it is, folks, listen, that this gospel started and Jesus was promised. Amen. Here's the great promises. The Bible says that he was slain before the foundations of the world. He was promised to die. And folks, listen, you know what I know? Death couldn't stop, number one, the message. Amen. Amen, folks, listen, death couldn't stop the gospel. I mean, here it was done foretold before the world was ever spinning in the globe. It's what the Bible says. Before the foundations of the world. Y'all think about that. Before God created earth, you think about that. God done knew that Jesus was going to die. Amen. He was done there. And by the way, John chapter 1 verse 1 and 2 and 3 and all the way down through there tells us plainly that he framed the world. He created the world. Nothing was made without him. Jesus was there. And God the Father knew he was going to die. You say, well, why is that? Because God knows everything. He knows the beginning from the end and the end from the beginning. Backwards, frontwards, eternity past to eternity future. Amen. Folks, we're in this little old bitty thing of time. We are soon to exit here. Amen. Well, you ever read your Bible much? You ever see Hebrews 9:27? It is appointed for man once to die. You're going to die one time, and boy, wherever it is you die, the Bible says, as a tree falleth, so shall it lay. Man, I'm telling you, I just want to be on record for the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. I don't want to back up not one day. Amen. He's too good for me. Because folks, listen, it was the message. But folks, death couldn't stop the message. He has promised to die. Folks, he has prophesied to die. Once you get in Genesis chapter 3, verse number 15 and up, there the prophecy of the Lord Jesus Christ is. He's prophesied to come and die. And God promised him right there of the crucifixion. I mean, there's a picture of it. And he told the enemy right there, just wide open plan. Do you want my playbook? He said, listen, you're going to bruise his heel, but he'll crush your head. Amen. I'm sending somebody. 4,000 years later, here comes Jesus, amen. Born of a virgin, he was promised, amen. I'm telling you what, folks, it's the promises that's going to get you through. And you need to find out what God said in the promises, amen. You see, there's a lot of things a lot of people think, well, I thought God said and God said, and it ain't none of it. But folks, God said you'd even be hated for my name's sake. I mean, folks, listen, that's what he promised. I mean, folks, he said you'd surely be despised. You know what I'm saying? I mean, folks, once you figure out one, well, that's common. That's normal. You'll quit having a bad day. Amen. You'll say, whoopee. Amen. You'll say, man, I must be right in line. Amen. I mean, glory to God. Amen. If people throwing bricks, you'll be saying, whoopee. Hallelujah. I must have said something right there. Amen.
That's what Jesus said. That's the promises, standing on the promises, the peace. Amen. Boy, I'm telling you what, that's the power in it though, folks. I'm telling you what, there's great power in that. So, folks, listen, not only did death not stop that message, but folks, listen, death didn't stop the Messiah either, amen. You see, folks, listen, he came right on, and folks, they turned on him, his own turned on him. They called him everything but Christ Jesus, amen. They called him Beelzebub, and then they called him the devil, and they say, man, this man receiveth sinners, amen. Hey, folks, listen, what I'm saying is, I mean, the Messiah kept coming on with the gospel, and he came to save sinners such as you and I. Man, I'm telling you what, the warning needs to be going out. Jesus is soon to come. Yes, separate from the world. And folks, listen, if you're friends with world, the Bible says you're at enmity with God. Amen. I do not want God to get his feelings hurt at me. Amen. He has been, but Jared, he's been way too good to me. Amen. Man, he has blessed me and blessed. He's walked with me. He's never left my side. He's never left me comfortless. And folks, listen, he's always been there. But folks, I'm talking about the Messiah. And man, he came and he came and done many marvelous works, amen. And so that we could believe, amen. There's way too many things that he's done, but well, there's been enough stuff said in here tonight. I mean, Sister Callie talking about man driving on the road right there and just get to reminiscing about how the hand of God. Folks, I'm telling you what, you ever get to dusting for fingerprints in your life and thinking, man alive, who do you think did that right there? And if every time you're going to find the fingerprints of God, amen. And man, I'm just telling you what, it's that promise. It's that promise that Jesus said, I'm going with you all the way, and I'll be your friend no matter what anybody says, amen. Boy, ain't it amazing that God knows us inside and out. Through and through, knew us all before he even came to earth. And then once he got to earth, he was treated like he was treated and still said, man, I'm going to die for it. And every morning that you wake up, Jesus is your very number one best friend. Now listen, he knows all your secrets that nobody else knows. Jesus says, I love you. Oh, he's your friend, folks. And folks, that's where Romans 2:4 kicks in. It's the goodness of God that leadeth men to repentance. Man, that'll cause you to stop hurting the Lord Jesus Christ. I'm telling you what, folks, listen, if you don't want to repent for sin after knowing how Jesus is good to you, when he went through and suffered like he did, folks, you got issues tonight, amen. I mean, you got major issues. But the thing about it is, folks, the Messiah pressed right on. Folks, all the demonic spirits that attacked him, man, all the great depression, that anguish that might have fell upon him, man, those times he was, the Bible said in the Garden of Gethsemane, his sweat was as great drops of blood. Folks, I'm telling you what, because he was facing death, he was facing sin, but folks, not even that stopped the Messiah, amen. And man, folks, listen, not only did it not stop the Messiah, but folks, concerning the disciples, it didn't stop the mission. Amen. Folks, listen, that they were 12 disciples. He called those disciples, and folks, they followed him. And man, they ate with him, talked with him, done many miracles, and done many things. But folks, it didn't stop their mission. Amen. Folks, listen, it didn't stop them from pressing on. Folks, that's a picture of you and I right there. They were faced with countless things against them every day of their life. But folks, you know what they was hanging on to? They was hanging on some precious promises. Let's look right here. I want to read some stuff right here I've jotted down right here. And in the book of Hebrews, we went through all those precious promises. But you know, the book of Joshua, chapter 23, verse number 14. Notice what Joshua said to his people. Joshua's getting ready to leave the face of the world, amen. He's fixing to leave the planet right here. Moses has done went on, amen. Now Joshua's leaving. And notice what Joshua tells them right here. Joshua says this in verse number 14, Joshua 23, verse number 14. He says, behold, this day I am going the way of all the earth. And you know in all your hearts, now listen to this, you know. This is what amazes me about, I fear, who said it? Brother, you said it there tonight. It worries you about people. Nobody wants to talk about repentance.
Right.
Nobody talks about God dealing with their hearts.
Right.
And this is what Joshua was trying to tell this bunch right here. He said, you know. Notice what he says. He said, you know in all your hearts and in all your souls that not one thing hath failed of all the good things which the Lord your God spake concerning you. All are come to pass unto you, and not one thing has failed thereof. Man, that's what Joshua said about the Lord. Man, he's good. Man, everything that God has said, his word, it is a promise, folks. Man, we go through life today and it's just natural, but the thing about it is you have to look, man, this is what year, 2026. Man, go back far as you want to think history can even track anything. And folks, you're going to find that because everybody, we get caught up in worrying about things. I mean, from food and your pantry. Man, what if this runs out? And man, what about my job? And what about the economy? And man, what, you know, this whole thing could go south. Well, folks, listen, see, you're trying to bank on the blessings of the promise. Amen. God said he'd provide your every need. Amen. God said he'd go with you all the time. Amen. Folks, listen, what gets you through is not the blessings of the promiser. It's the promise. Amen. And folks, if you want to know what I'm going to do if everything blows up, I'm just going to be standing. Brother Chase, I'm going to be standing on the promises. Amen. I mean, folks, listen, praise God. That's a good song right there, amen. Hey, brother, that was right on target tonight there. I appreciate you singing that too, amen. That was just real good. But anyway, it sure did help me a lot. But the thing about it is, standing on those promises, Solomon said it like this, 1 Kings 8:56, blessed be the Lord that has given rest unto his people Israel. Now listen to how he says it. According to that, all that he promised, there has not failed one word of all his good promise, which he promised by the hand of Moses. Not one word of all that he's promised. Amen. And folks, listen, that's why we must stand on the promises. And man, that keeps us looking at the promiser. And boy, that's why do you think Jeremiah? Man, he got down there in Jeremiah 32 and he's telling God, God's there anything hard, too hard for thee? And man, he gets to telling God who he is and gets, folks, what he's doing. He's reminiscing, God, you said, and God, this is what you said you're going to do. And God, I just want you to know I'm trusting you. Hey, folks, listen, God will stand by you if you'll stand on the promises. Amen. Folks, there ain't nothing else. There's not like I guess Alice in Wonderland or Camelot in this land, you know what I'm saying? Well, it's almost like we want to build a castle here and we're going to be pooch mouth if we don't get our castle, you know what I'm saying? Folks, listen, I'm telling you, we got some folks right here on the other side of the continent, or other side of the world, on a different continent, that is. Man, they're in Africa. Did you know, folks, listen, you have to be able to preach to them same as you do over here. Because if it won't work over there, there's something wrong. You see, folks, the gospel is the gospel is the gospel is the gospel. You can't go out in the bush and say, well, God's going to bless you with this. And, boy, if you'll live right, you're going to feel like this. And you're going to be able to be here. And you know what I'm saying? You're going to get all this. I mean, people think like that. Folks, that ain't even the gospel. The gospel is the Lord Jesus Christ died for all your sins. Amen. Man, I thank God he's my friend tonight. Amen. But folks, listen, The disciples, that they had a great mission that they were on. And folks, what I'm trying to say is they were all, man, went through horrible deaths. We know John was on the Isle of Patmos, and he went on after he got off, thank God, from that island and went and witnessed a little on further, no doubt. But folks, all the rest of them, man, they died. Peter even crucified upside down. Apostle Paul had his head beheaded. Amen. I mean, Philip Stone. I'm just saying, folks, these people, death didn't stop the disciples on their mission then when they stood in the face of death. Yeah. Amen. The Bible says you've not resisted unto blood.
Right. Yeah.
I mean, folks, there ain't nobody put a knife to my throat yet. Amen. But folks, if they did, I would hope to pray to God, if it was concerning the gospel, that I wouldn't move. Amen. I mean, I'd just be ready to be like Philip when he looked up and he saw Jesus standing on the right hand of God right there. Amen. Fixing to be entered into his very presence. But folks, another thing right here, folks, listen, didn't stop the Messiah, and it didn't stop the mission. It didn't stop disciples on their mission. But you know, concerning the church, you know one thing, it ain't going to happen, folks. Listen, I mean, the church, we are heading church for the next event. We're fixing, I mean, folks, it's looking very ripe, too. Do you know that?
Yep.
I mean, the rapture of the church. Amen.
Yep.
I mean, if you really believe your Bible and read your Bible, man, it's closer than it's ever been. Man, evil forces are plaguing our minds. And man, on your phones, I mean, there's so many apps of social media, and I don't have the first one, praise God. And if you've got them, I'm not mad at you. I love you and still your friend. I'm just saying, folks, darkness come through that stuff and pulverate your time and your mind. Amen.
Yeah.
Folks, take us away from the Savior is all I'm saying. And if it ain't that, it's everything else in the world. I mean, folks, the world is, man, it's trying to blind us. Amen.
Yeah.
2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse number 4 says, whom the God of this world has blinded the minds of them, lest they should believe. Amen. Folks, that's talking about the devil. Folks,
yeah.
and there's great oppression and people depressed everywhere you look around to. But folks, listen, people need help. People just need picking up. Amen. I'm telling you what, folks, got to lift up and glorify the Lord Jesus Christ and stick to the gospel, to the great promises that, folks, there's a hope beyond this world. Amen. And, folks, thank God. Miss Callie's talking about Jesus being our rock. I'm glad he pulled my feet out of the miry clay. I'm glad he set me on a rock. Amen. I'm glad I love him. Folks, I am passionate about the Lord tonight. Amen. But folks, listen, what I start to say about the church, going to be raptured out of here.
Yeah.
Folks, listen, death is not going to prevent the marriage supper of the Lamb.
Right.
Folks, I'm talking about the marriage supper of the Lamb. It's going to be the next thing me and you's facing. And praise God for the great marriage supper of the Lamb. It's going to happen. It's really going to happen.
Yeah.
And I'm glad I'm going to be there. And that is the next great event, folks. That's very soon. That's on the clock. And folks, I hope you're there seated at the table. But folks, listen, what one thing is about death didn't stop the message, and it didn't stop the message the mission, and it didn't stop the marriage supper of the Lamb. But folks, what about this? You need to pay close attention about in those 12. You remember those 12 disciples? Well, folks, Judas, he missed it. You see, Judas missed it. Judas is going to miss the marriage supper of the Lamb. You see, folks, that's, hey, on the backdrop of hell and eternity, hey, that's where I'm coming from tonight, amen. I mean, folks, listen, if you don't think people make me nervous, hey, brothers, I'm like you. They scare the living life out of me because, folks, I love them. I love them. I care about their soul, amen. Man, I'd rather see somebody get right and fall in love with the Lord Jesus, do a self-checkup, tap the brakes, pump it up, check up, do something, amen, instead of just being at ease in Zion, amen. I mean, the Bible says that, right? Woe unto them. Thank you, brother. Woe unto them that are at ease in Zion. Woe, woe. Man, pump the brakes, check it up. Man, do we really have saving faith? Man, Judas followed Jesus. Man, that ought to cause you to just examine yourselves, man. What do I do? Man, do I really love Jesus? Or do I honestly just say it? And man, I've been studying that out. And I got to looking and man, I really believe Judas knew he was a sneak. Judas knew he was.
Yeah.
I don't think Judas really deceived. He knew it the whole time. I just think it deep down inside. Because man, it come up. Man, there he was. And he traded Jesus out just for 30 pieces of silver. I mean, folks, he just got to a point he was done with it. Boy, you ever get to a point you're done? Folks, you better be careful about that because, folks, listen, where everybody else is not afraid to stand on the promises of God, and even death couldn't even divert them, amen, Judas denied him, amen. I'm just telling you what, I do not want to be in that number. But, folks, listen, thank God that we can preach the miracle of the Lord Jesus Christ because, folks, listen, Isaiah chapter 53 talks about our Lord Jesus Christ being crucified. Man, talks about the prophecy of the Lord Jesus Christ. And folks, we have the greatest words in there. And where the Lord is on record. And he says, and when I see the travail of his soul, God says this. He said, I shall be satisfied. Amen. Hey, folks, listen, if you want to know why I'm happy tonight, because, folks, Jesus is satisfied with me. Not for not one thing I've done. Not for one thing I'm going to do. It's all because of what Jesus did. And man, I'm telling you what, the miracle that God would become man and die for a wretch like me, praise God, and know that God is satisfied with every one of you, and you're just saying, Lord, I'm just trusting you. Folks, you can't do nothing else. That's all you can do is trust the Lord Jesus. And man, that's why we take His Bible, and that's why we follow instructions. That's why we do what it says. And man, I was appreciating the Sunday school Sunday morning, which, man, I do every time. Amen. We've been in 1 John over a year. Praise God. It's woo, hallelujah. I wouldn't marry me for stay there till Jesus comes. It's so sweet. I was just thinking over there where it says love does no ill to his brother. Amen. I mean, man alive. I mean, folks, listen, we as born-again Christians got to love, and bro, I love what you say, got to love past who people are. I mean, you just got to love them. I mean, folks, listen, do you understand there ain't nobody in this room tonight perfect? I mean, wake up, understand that, amen? There's just some things that are default, automatic, and folks, we are told to love one another. And man, what a great rejoicing time that is. So folks, if I can say this and close with a few verses of Scripture right here, notice Jeremiah said this, for thus saith the Lord, like as I have, this is Jeremiah 32:42, for thus saith the Lord, like as I have brought all this great evil upon this people, so will I bring upon them all the good that I have promised them. Hey folks, listen, I'm telling you, there is chastening from the Lord. And man, I'm telling you what, don't trifle with God. Amen. Don't do that. And man, if you're like me and man, you step across those lines day in and day out. Amen. Well, I'm telling you what I do. Keep a short account with God. I'm talking short. I'm talking, man, repent. You say, well, man, what if I repent at 8? Well, if you mess up at 8:10, repent again. Amen. I'm talking a short account. Saying, oh, God, folks, you got to work on it. Man, that's why Apostle Paul, he said, I crucify myself daily. He said, I die daily. I'm crucified with Christ. And he's talking about that old flesh resurrecting. Folks, that flesh resurrects. You got to get rid of the flesh. You got to be willing to deal with it. And man, you got to serve the flesh. No, notice that, man, I am standing. Amen. We got liberty in the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. God loves you tonight, folks. I don't want you to ever misunderstand that. And God loves you, and God will save you if you're here lost tonight. But folks, listen, the greatest thing of all is the promises of God is an amazing thing. But folks, are you in love with a promiser tonight? Are you in love with a promiser? And I want to get ready and close right there. If somebody wants to get ready and come and get on the piano right there and get ready maybe for an invitation, maybe God spoke to your heart tonight. But folks, I'm telling you what, a lot of people, instead of going through the power of the promises, folks, there's great peril in this world, peril of not standing on the promises. But you see, on the flip side, and Judas is probably the key, I mean, he's the chiefest example. But man, listen, you know what it is? If you'll trust God, standing on the promises of God, man, keep short accounts with God, man, learn to communicate with God, learn that, man, all of his good promises, everything he's ever said in his Bible, man, all these people faced all this trouble, all these great things. Man, they just looked to God. And God is on record. He never, folks, you can't find one place God ever failed anybody. Amen. But here's what happens. People fail to trust God. God don't fail nobody. Amen. But people fail to trust God. Right. Boy, I'm telling you what, here tonight, maybe you're here tonight, you just want to serve notice to God, serve notice to the devil. Man, I'm trusting God. God, I want you to know I'm trusting you. Man, Lord, I need you. Lord, I can't do nothing without you. But folks, listen, I believe God deserves that worship. Amen. I believe he needs worship in the house of God tonight. So, man, I hope he spoke to your heart, and I hope you can look back like something's done testified in here tonight. Man, the things that he's brought you through, that's because he promised that he would. Folks, there ain't nothing separating us. Amen. I mean, the Bible doesn't say that in Romans chapter 8. I mean, who's going to separate us from the love of God? I mean, what can separate us? I mean, they ain't death or nothing else. The Bible says that, makes that plain. But I'm glad I'm not never going to be separated. So I'm just going to stay in top gear and hopefully wide open for the Lord Jesus Christ to the best of my ability. Amen. I love Him tonight. That's what I'm trying to say. And man, I'm glad for the promises of God. I'm glad we can come in here and get jubilant. Amen. And sing them good old worshiping songs. Amen. And I want to know more about my Lord. Amen. You know why? Because He's got such good promises. And all His promises is on record. He's never failed. Let's all stand. Hopefully God spoke to your heart here tonight.